often have you been at an impasse on some important issue in your life, a relationship, something at work, your finances, and you just kind of sit there almost paralyzed, not knowing what to do? You know, when people run into a roadblock like that, one of the most common responses is to do nothing. The shock, the fear, the uncertainty, they conspire together to immobilize us. In the well-known British comedy series Yes, Minister, there's a senior public servant, Sir Humphrey Appleby, who turns doing nothing into an art form. He calls it masterly inactivity. Of course, there are times when we have to wait to see how things turn out. But all too often, we just sit there immobilized. We just do nothing, expecting things to change, expecting things to get better. And then we get into this rut of laziness, sitting on the sofa, waiting for the answer to drop right on down from heaven. What's God's take on that? Should we just sit there and wait for him to deal with it? Or should we get off our own backsides and do something about it? Proverbs chapter 20, verse 4, the lazy person does not plow in season. Harvest comes, and there is nothing to be found. Interesting way of putting it, because when it comes to growing a crop and reaping a harvest, there are some things that are within the farmer's control, and there are others that simply aren't. I mean, imagine a farmer who doesn't plow and sow his field at the right time of the year, and then at harvest time he goes out and expects to see all his ripe corn in his field. And then he goes home and complains to his wife that there's no corn this year. Crazy, right? But at the same time, there are some things that are completely outside the farmer's control. Whether or not the rains come at the right time. Whether or not a plague of locusts destroys his crops. It seems to me that what God expects is for you and me to do the things that we're capable of doing. Plowing the ground. Planting the seeds. And then to leave to him the things that only he can do, bringing the rains, protecting the crop. When you look at it that way, you know, you have to get off your backside and do your bit. You just can't over-spiritualize life and expect God to do it all. That's a great piece of wisdom, isn't it? The lazy person does not plow in season. Harvest comes, and there's nothing to be found. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.